Glory be to the name of the Lord in the highest. The Lord is working wonders everywhere. Look at testimony from far and near. It's showing the signs of the God's power. It's showing the manifestation of God's anointing. And we thank the Lord for what God is doing using this broadcast. We thank the Lord for those who have been praying the prayers. And we thank the Lord for deliverance, the healing, signs and wonders that have been accomplished with this program. And I know that God is going to bless someone that is listening to me now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayer. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. I want to tell you that God is going to use this program to bless you in the name of Jesus. You can also share with your friend and let them be blessed also. Let them be carrier of grace and carrier of power. Wherever you are, I command that every evil garment sold for you shall be roasted. Power that is covering your glory with spiritual blanket shall be arrested. And anyone that have submitted your name inside any shrine, that fellow shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday I was talking more on what we know as altar of darkness. And the topic yesterday was pronounced judgment against evil altar. Every evil altar erected against you, I pronounce judgment upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7 to 11. And when the Philistine heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the Lord of Philistine went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistine. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Cease not to cry unto the Lord, our God for us, that should save us from the hand of Philistine. May God deliver you from the hand of Philistine in the name of Jesus." And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And Samuel was off as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistine drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on the day upon the Philistine, and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel, and the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued Philistine and smote them until they came under Bethel, showing the power of altar. That man sacrificed on altar, and immediately that sacrifice was done, there was a release from heaven. Beloved, evil altar is not something you should joke with. Evil altar is not something you should play with at all. Please, you need to understand that. Evil altar must not be raised against people. When it's raised against you, you must know how to cancel the altar. You must know how to discomfit the altar. A good Bible student will not be surprised that men of God also build good altar unto the Lord. It's very important because there is a lot of things about altar. Altar is a place of communication and a place of fellowship. That is why you can see men like Noah, men like Abraham, men like Isaac, men like Jacob, men like Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Samuel, David, all of them built an altar unto the Lord. The same thing, the enemy has corrupted altar. The wicked one has corrupted altar. The devil has corrupted altar. He has taught his own agent also to build altar and to sacrifice unto demon. Listen, beloved, when an altar is built, a sacrifice is placed upon it. The content of that sacrifice and the purpose of that sacrifice may matter so much, and you need to understand. There are a lot of altars in this our surroundings, in our environment, in this our black African, and it's all everywhere. There's what we call crossroad altar. You will see altar at the crossroad. There's a rock altar. There's a tree altar. There's photograph altar. There's image altar. There's an altar called reporting altar. We have river altar. We have altar in the forest. We have body part altar. We have astral altar. Do you know there's something we call family shrine? That is where many, many children from the family have been arrested, because that shrine is an altar. Listen to me. Every family shrine that has been built in your family long ago before you were born, even before your father was born, that is now arresting your destiny in the location where you find yourself. May the grip of that evil altar lose control over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer very well. Say, every power arresting my progress on evil altar, die in the name of Jesus, every power arresting my progress on evil altar. Power in the name of Jesus, every power arresting my progress on evil altar. Power in Jesus' name we pray. Say every family shrine assigned to bring me back to square one, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every family shrine assigned to bring me back to square one, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every family shrine assigned to bring me back to square one, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every family shrine assigned to bring me back to square one, cast fire in Jesus' name we pray. Can you shout with aggression? Say, every evil altar erected against me, I render you useless in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against me, I render you useless in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected against me, I render you useless. I render you useless in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You find yourself constantly eating the dream. Oh, you have been arrested by this evil altar. There's a family shrine or family altar where your destiny has been controlled. Can you shout like this? Say, every evil altar in my father's house controlling my destiny, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my father's house controlling my destiny, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my father's house controlling my destiny, cast fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil ant feeding me in the dream, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil ant feeding me in the dream, wither, wither, wither in Jesus' name. Say, evil ant collecting my blessing in the dream, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil ant collecting my blessing in the dream, wither, wither in Jesus' name. Pray, say, altars of affliction in my environment, there in the name of Jesus. Altars of affliction in my environment, there in the name of Jesus. Altars of affliction in my environment, there in Jesus' name. There's something we call graveyard altar. I want you to pray. Say, any woman sacrifice on any graveyard against my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Any woman sacrifice on any graveyard against my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Any woman sacrifice on any graveyard against my destiny, there in Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out your oil. Or if you don't have, bring out water. Heavenly Father, I pray that the oil shall be anointed by the power of deliverance, and the power of Holy Ghost shall go into the oil and in the water. The blood of Jesus shall move into that oil and that water, and it shall become an instrument of power, healing, and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. Drink a little from it. And you shout very well. Oh yes, as you have taken that little, just place your hand on your chest. Say, I withdraw my blessing from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my blessing from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my blessing from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my blessing. I withdraw my blessing. I withdraw my blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. I command every evil altar in the foundation of the house where you are living that is controlling your destiny, let that altar catch fire now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Lay hand upon your chest. Say, I withdraw my breakthrough from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my breakthrough from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my breakthrough from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my breakthrough from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my breakthrough from every evil altar in Jesus' name. Anoint your head now. Say this one with anger. I withdraw my glory from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my glory from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my glory from the control of evil altar in Jesus' name. Pray. There's a brother that needs to pray that prayer very well. Also, there is a sister that must pray that prayer very well. Please take your time to pray that prayer. There's a woman here. You have been looking for the fruit of the womb. I see that your children are tied down right at the shrine. You are going to command them. Say, all my children, tied down at the local shrine, locate me by fire in the name of Jesus. All my children, tied down at the local shrine, locate me, locate me, locate me. Say, I command deliverance upon my children. I command them to be set free in the name of Jesus. I command the deliverance upon my children. I command them to be set free. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Any organ of your body under the control of witchcraft, shall be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You notice that the organs of your body is not behaving well. Make sure you anoint yourself and the Lord will begin to work upon you. Now I want you to rub your waist. Just rub your waist and say, any organ of my body that is not working well, begin to work well in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body that is not working well, begin to work well, begin to work well, begin to work well. Any organ of my body that is not working well, begin to work well in Jesus' name. Pray this prayer. You will spend 10 minutes or 15 minutes. You will notice immediately that your system can begin to work well. The kidney of that brother that has been suffering shall receive deliverance. The enlargement upon your liver shall be released off. Shall be taken off immediately, and the power of God shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your stomach and say this one with fire. Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my stomach and deliver me from internal bondage in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my stomach and deliver me from internal bondage in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my stomach and deliver me from internal bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. I command your glory to be withdrawn from evil water in the name of Jesus. Anoint your hand and say this one. Say, I withdraw my prosperity from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my prosperity from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my prosperity. I withdraw my prosperity. I withdraw my prosperity. I withdraw my prosperity on every altar in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, you know, today God is doing wonders. I can see the finger of God in the life of many people. Don't forget, today is a wonderful day. The 21st day of the month of September is a day of wonders. And I know that God will perform wonders in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen very well. Every pollution of your blood shall receive deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Any of your placenta that has been buried shall receive deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Any yoke placed upon your glory shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are here, you have taken any bath at the river, I command you to receive deliverance now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual exchange at the river, your glory that has been swallowed, your virtue that has been swallowed by the river, I command the river to vomit it back to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Anoint your legs and say, my legs, receive complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. My legs, receive complete deliverance. Receive complete deliverance in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at what God is doing in that place. There is a mighty hand of God upon that sister. That sister you are having is swollen on your left breast. I want you to anoint it right now. That swelling is going to disappear immediately. Just anoint it and say this one. Say, satanic deposit on my breast, vanish. That is how you are going to say it. Say it like that for about 10 minutes. Please, say 10 to 15 minutes. Say, satanic deposit on my breast, vanish, vanish. Say it for 15 minutes and check it. You will notice that it has disappeared. I'm waiting for your testimony. May the Lord work wonders in our lives. May there be multiple testimony. May there be multiple celebration. May everybody here be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you expecting a document from the government? You shall receive it instantly. Are you expecting your permanent residence? You shall receive it instantly. The power of God shall fall upon you. The glory of God shall descend in your life. God shall lift you up. God shall promote you. God shall enlarge you. God shall make you a testimony to others. Listen to me. Because of your destiny, because of your life, many shall give their life to Jesus Christ. Because God will give you a testimony that will announce you all over the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your prayer request. Lord, I pray that this request shall be answered. The power of God will fall upon this request. Instant testimonies shall manifest in Jesus' name we pray. All those that are tied down shall be released. All marriages tied down shall be released. All children tied down shall be released. All finances tied down shall be released. If your children are tied down, they shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you have any testimony? Do you have any question? Oh, you had a dream you want to share with me? Just send it to my WhatsApp number. Type it and send it there and put your name there. And I'm going to get back to you. Just type it to this number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298, and it's going to get across to me. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Stack Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. Get blessed, get saved, and get stronger and stronger every day. The Lord is closer, the coming of the Lord is closer, and I know you will not miss the rapture. God bless you.